This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. There's now a tariff battle between the U.S. and Colombia, the latter exporting billions of dollars in goods each year to the U.S., those goods getting more expensive with the additional taxes. This after 90 men, women, and children who were in the U.S. illegally were returned to Brazil. Aboard an American military flight, Brazil's federal police say all were denied use of the bathrooms and some were roughed up. In response, Colombia's president is barring two American military flights from landing in his country. Then the tariff tiff started. Trump border czar Tom Homan says undocumented immigrants should be afraid.
Look, I think we're in the beginning stages. We're bringing more resources into this operation. As a whole of government, we're going to have DOJ assisting us and elect the DOD piece.
Homan on ABC's This Week. Rain bringing some relief in the fire zone in Los Angeles right now. The next concern, possible flooding and mudslides. This is ABC News. Mother Nature's rage cost us more, says ABC's Michelle Franzen.
Damage caused by hurricanes and other natural disasters in the U.S. soared in 2024 to over $217 billion. That's an 85% increase compared to 2023, according to insurance broker Aon PLC.
Google will delete fake reviews from people who repeatedly write them for businesses in the U.K. and ban them from posting new reviews. How to explain the attraction between Donald Trump and Elon Musk? On ABC's This Week, Walter Isaacson, the biographer who wrote a book on the Tesla and SpaceX founder.
Elon Musk really wants to blow up and disrupt the bureaucracy and all the things he feels is choking American growth. And it's something that Trump, I think, loves billionaires and loves people who are kind of on the edge and crazy.
Chuck Severson, ABC News.
This is a story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Here's to a Wisconsin winter you will always remember. To playing outdoors in a winter wonderland. Here's to cozying up around the fire and holding someone close. And to staying downtown, where the food scene makes your heart sing. And to celebrating moments frozen in time. Here's to those who Wisconsin. Plan your winter getaway at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Authority. This is Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
Just after 8 o'clock here in Madison, welcome everybody to Mag Zinc Radio, original local music from the state of Wisconsin until midnight. Mag Zinc Radio is sponsored by the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. You can also see the full menu and upcoming events at FullMileBeerCompany.com. Ooh, we got a big hour of stuff coming up. We'll tell you all about it in just a minute. Right now, a double dip of a brand new band that I just discovered. They are called Psycho Swank. This song is called Back Up, Baby Jesus. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
I went to kiss the baby Jesus. Christmas Eve in Mexico. My salvation in one go. I went to kiss the baby Jesus, but I missed it by a mile. I went to kiss the baby Jesus, got ushered down a side aisle. It was not the same to me, been waving from the altar all the while. It was not the same. Salvation in one go. But I got the backup, baby Jesus. Yeah. chance at release. And it was not the same again. Been waiting from the altar all the while. It was not the same. Phony, they will know. It was not the same you. Been waving from the altar all the while. It was not the same you. Just didn't have the same style. Cause I gotta shoot down a side eye. 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 Stretches ever long. I didn't know.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Some brand new funk and roll for you. That's Cycle Swank out of Madison, Wisconsin. That's their song called Superman. Back Up Baby Jesus before that. Now, that album, you can find it on Bandcamp. I believe it's their first one. And it came out back in November. I just found it, though. And I was blown away after listening to the whole thing. It features Graham Cody. He's the main singer-songwriter on the whole album. Some of the songs features Dave Adler on keyboards, also Tony Castaneda playing some congos on the album. And you can see them perform live Wednesday, February 19th at the Red Rooster. Cycle Swank. I love it. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy Kay. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media. Original local music from Wisconsin. Coming up on the big show still. Terry Barr and Paul Flipowitz have a great conversation coming up in about 20 minutes. Paul Flipowitz is one of those guys you just want to sit down and have a beer with, talk about some blues. He's a Chicago Blues Hall of Famer, and he's a heck of a nice guy, too. Paul Flipowitz with Terry Barr. That's coming up in about 20 minutes. Next hour, Or Does It Explode? They got a brand new album out. They're going to be in studio for an interview. We'll have a chat with them and play some of their new music. And of course, Rob Roberts after 10 o'clock with After Hours. Just around the corner, we got some After August coming up. They have a show coming up that I'll have all the details for. Also music from The Rascal Theory, Dogtown Hollow. Right now it's The Periodicals. They got a show coming up Thursday, February 13th at the High Noon Saloon. It's called Galentine's Day 2 for guys, gals, and pals. It's featuring The Periodicals, Radish, Muscle Memory, and DJ Sarah Akua. Here are The Periodicals, I Can't Stop on Max Inc. Radio.
Yeah. age 22 from my gazetteer. Out only had to get out of here. Thumb in the air, he was headed my way. Like February winds on a main highway. Steel blue eyes just like the sky. Up and over Knox Ridge, we did ride. An army jacket with a Batman patch. I was a ride that he did catch. Oh, he's hitching the town. World's spinning round. Still coming down. Riding a smoke when it went up and made it ain't no joke. We gonna do that Kennebec stroke. Yeah, we wanna watch him roll, roll. Oh, he's hitching the town. World's spinning round. He's coming down here.
Civic Media, we are local music. Love Dogtown Hollow from Madison, Wisconsin. That was Gohegan Bound off their latest album. I'm Jimmy Kay, original local music from Wisconsin. After August, they have a show coming up Sunday, February 16th at the Red Rooster here in Madison, playing with Golden Joining. Here is After August and their song, River of Pines. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Thank you.
me straight in the eye. Iris eyed indeed. Just goes to show you never can know what things will be. So hold to my hand.
Y'all.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. The Rascal Theory and Cup of Tea. And after August before that with River of Pines. Good evening, everybody. Hope you're having a wonderful Saturday evening. Paul Flipowitz with Terry Barr is coming up in just a couple of minutes. Next hour, or does it explode? Max Inc. Radio sponsored by Carbon 4 Brewing Company in Madison's East Side. They're making high-quality beers with the best ingredients they can find. You can visit their tap room to try exclusive creations from their brewers, and plus a sampling of local snacks and live music. Get all the details right now at carbon4.com. That's carbon, the number 4.com. Also sponsored by the Aaron Weber Group, now powered by Compass. You can buy or sell your next home right now at movetomadison.com.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Here at the Aaron Weber Group, we love to find hidden gems. Hidden gems that aren't known or haven't been on the market for decades, and there's excitement around it. This new year, make your resolution about finding that perfect gem of a home. The Aaron Weber Group can do it. After all, even the word resolution has solution in it, and we're driven to find the perfect solution for you. Don't assume others can do it, and I'm pretty sure you know how that word breaks down. The Aaron Weber Group. Powered by Compass at movetomadison.com.
I'm planning our family vacation and need a pet sitter.
We use a house sitter from Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, they're local, dependable, and totally spoil our pets. When we get home, our house is just as it was when we left, and our dogs are happy. And the daily messages with pictures really gives us peace of mind while we're away.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. freebellyrubs.com.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I would like to welcome to the show Paul Flipowitz. Paul, thank you so much for joining us. And we just heard Riding High. What a terrific song. What could you tell me about the song?
One of my favorite songs off of my Unfiltered album. Well, you know, we travel a lot and play a lot. And this was just a tribute to all of the boys in the band. So it's a mover and a shaker, and it's just a fun song.
Well, and you've been doing this with your band for what, 50 years? Does that sound right? And what keeps you inspired to keep getting out there and doing this?
You know, that's a good question. I'm one of the lucky people that I've known all along this is what I'm supposed to be doing. Is playing blues guitar. So, you know, there's a lot of my friends that were guitar players and all that stuff. They, oh, come on, play a couple country gigs with us. You know, you can make a couple bucks, or come on, play some rock and roll gigs. Yeah. I'm going like, well, you know, I'd rather work a day job than do that, because that's not what I'm supposed to be playing this other stuff. And yeah, it's my calling. And I remember the first time I heard it when I was a little kid. And I mean, vividly, I can still remember it. To this day, that it was it was calling me, and the guys were, that's, you know, I thought, wow, they are playing that just for me. And I still feel that way when I listen to some of that stuff. And then through the years of me growing up and hanging out and so I went and saw the live blues that I possibly could, you know, and I still do. But I got to see Muddy Waters. I got to see Howlin' Wolf. I got to see Albert King and B.B. King and Freddie King and everybody. I got to see all those guys. And every time I saw them, they inspired me. It's my calling. And then every once in a while, I'll get pooped out. and then somebody will do something like induct me into the Chicago Blues Hall of Fame. You know, and they did that in 2015, and then that was like a real eye-opener that, you know, like, yeah, I guess you're supposed to be doing this. And then this year, then, which is the Wisconsin Blues Hall of Fame.
So, how did that feel, Paul?
You know, it was very interesting that, you know, when they put me in the Chicago Blues Hall of Fame, I didn't think it could get any better than that, you know, because Muddy Waters and all them guys are in there, and we're at Buddy Guy's Club, you know, and all of that stuff. And but then when we did this one, you know, it was up in Milwaukee, and I looked at it, and, you know, it's like, it's real. This is real, you know. Yeah. This is what I'm supposed to be doing.
I got to ask you about one other one that I read about. So you're in the Chicago Blues Hall of Fame, the Wisconsin Blues Hall of Fame. You have a ton of awards that I think are just amazing. But you were also at one point named the best dressed by the Big City Rhythm and Blues magazine. You are always dressed so great.
2 years in a row.
Oh, wow.
2 years in a row. And that's with everybody in the United States. And that kind of floored me too, because they got all the big shots. I got to get dressed up for my public, you know.
Well, we're glad you do, because not enough people do that anymore. And it just goes so great with your blues music.
Well, it's kind of like I'm a preacher, you know. I can't go to church without my, you know, without my Bible, you know.
So you come from a musical family too.
Yeah, I come from a musical family, and my dad was, he was a trumpet and cornet player in, like, big bands way long, you know, back before I was born. And my mom taught my sisters how to play piano. And so, and they both, and, you know, and we all sang in church, you know, we go to church and sing. And we had an old broke down guitar that my Jaja got for rent for one of his places that he rented, and so that was my first guitar. One of the things I'm really lucky about is that I'm a songwriter too, and I've been a songwriter ever since I was a kid. I would make up songs and all that stuff, and everybody tell me, shut up, Paulie, you know. And I'd be going, yeah, but I got a song here, you know. and so, you know, it pays off, because I can, you know, I can come up with songs, you know, I can get inspired and I can come up with this stuff.
Yeah.
And I it's the stories of, it's the stories of my life. I tell stories of my life.
Yeah. We are going to leave with the song Brand New Hat. And Paul, thank you so much again for chatting with me.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Sometimes say you love me, baby. Please call me on the phone sometime. When I hear your sweet voice, you know it begins to ease my worry mind. One of these days, you know I'll show you how kind a man can be. Show you how kind a man can be. I'm gonna buy you a brand new BMW, honey, if you only speak some kind words about me. My phone keeps on ringing. You know it sound like a long distance call. Hear my phone keeps on ringing. You know it sound like a long distance call. Picked up the receiver. The party says, James Earl Tate, there's another mule kicking in your stall. Kicking in your stall.
Sync on Civic Media. We are local music there. That's Tate and the Double Eight Band and Long Distance Call. Paul Flipowitz before that. Thanks to Terry Barr and Paul Flipowitz for stopping in, giving us a great conversation. Don't forget, you grab the podcast anytime at maxincradio.com or at civicmedia.us.
on the Max Inc. radio page. Hey, coming up, we got a double dip of the Broken Boards. They got a show coming up. We're going to tell you all about it. It's called the Winter Surf Party here in Madison. Plus, we're going to have a chat with Or Does It Explode. They're going to be in studio next hour. Looking forward to meeting that band and getting their new music on the air here on Max Inc. Radio. In the meantime, I've got some electrophonic for you. This is Durango Town. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Up to find myself left outside here in the open. No words were spoken when I arrived. Just hours before I was dancing with some señorita, dying to meet her on the floor. Music and motion could bring out the move of devotion. Unwanted commotion, crying eyes. Taking my cues from those brandishing star reputation. Oh, it's not the occasion. Race on time. Up in the garden of fallen Lolitas, wallflowers and streamers, the new deprived. Taking the pain on the walk and the hope to forget her. When I had met her in Durango Town.
tell everyone it's going down. It's going down. Just like cement sticks to steel, we've hardened over time. Eating rust, sipping bolts, dream of strawberry wine. Where were you? Where was I when we saw the end of time?
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanction lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear, and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Yet another shot fired diplomatically in a tariff battle over deportations between the U.S. and Colombia. After Brazil's federal police say when undocumented Brazilian men, women, and children were deported today, they were mistreated, some roughed up, aboard a U.S. military plane. Colombia's president then refusing to let two American military planes land in his country. President Trump slapped tariffs on Colombia and vice versa, and the State Department put travel bans on Colombian leaders. Now the State Department says it's put Colombia's foreign aid on hold and is reevaluating it. Rain bringing some relief in the fire zone in Los Angeles County. Tom Morris, who lives in Echo Park, was with his kids in Griffith Park.
I know that with the fires there may be mudslides, and it's probably the last thing we need, but I'm excited there's a little bit of rain hitting Los Angeles right now.
The Eagles beat the Commanders and head to the Super Bowl. They'll play the winner of the Chiefs-Bills game in Kansas City. This is ABC News. In the